Masheves pigol, it does not take off the yisamilu from the basa. Sechura umesayilay. There should be a good riot of gidlo marav. So where says lay? Could be there's no proof over here. Maybe here the breast don't have a daf. Could delay zorek. Maybe only the case he did not make the zrika. Lay zorek. So therefore, since you didn't make a zrika, yet them sheep of the yisamilu is still upon the basa of the kodesh kadoshim. So Moses says, so what do you want to tell me though? Well, let's say he didn't make this Rika. You want to tell me though, even though it was done with a Masheva's Tigol, but since the mighty you finish off this Rika, that is strong enough to take off the Yistamila from the Bosom? If so, Amai Ketoni Sefer. How come it says in the Sefer of this verse, it says that the Kotshim Kalim, by Kotshim Kalim, a Moilim Boy, that there is no Yistamila. Kotshim Kalim has no Yistamila. So Tasha to say to me is out of a Kotshim Kalim, if you make this Zrika, or you do the Avodis Batigul, so it does not, it's not Kaveh on the Imurim Adin of Tigul. It is not Kaveh on the Imurim Adin of Milo. So if that's the Pshat, then Lifleveration, we have a question, why doesn't the Bryce make this difference in the first part? By Kodesh Kodeshim, instead of this, listen, should have said like this. Lifnei Zrika, Moilim Boy, Erechnami, by Kodesh Kodeshim, Mechatis. Even though you did the Shrit and the Kabbalah with a Masheves Pigul, but as long as you did not do the Zriki yet, you should know you open Yistamila if you have Anno from the Basa. But let it say right now in the Reishir even, but Liyacha Zrika, but you should know once you make the Zriki, even though now the Zriki is Kaveya Pigul in the Korbin, the din should be a Merlin boy. Like, if that's the Pshat that this Bryce argues in the Gidlam around, so what does the Bryce have to say in this Sefer? The case is that there's no Mila by Kotshim Kalim. What do you have to go to Kotshim Kalim for? Stay by Kodesh Kodoshim. That's all the Kiddush by Kodesh Kodoshim. You should know, if you make the Zrika, you should know, Eimelim, but the Zrika does help enough to take off the Yistamila from the Basa. If the Bryce is arguing on Rav Gidlu, it should have said that way. So when I said, now Lema, let's say, Hoyle Messiah, from the ratio, Sefer Messiah, let's say, Hoyle Messiah, so since you have proof now from the Sefer again, Messiah, not the ratio. Let's say by the ratio also, it should be a proof. In other words, that by the ratio also, by Kodesh Kedoshim also, as we bring it around now, proof from the Kodeshim Kalim to have Yudla Moral. But let's say the ratio by Kodesh Kedoshim is also proof. Someone says, no, it could be Kotshim Kalim Sikalei. By Kotshim Kalim, that's for sure. That by Kotshim Kalim, even though you make a Zrika, Lemaisa does not bring Lubei Mila. But on the Kotshim Kalim, if you make a Zrika with a Machshavas Pigul, it does not bring Mila on the Imurim. That's for sure. This part of the Gidla Marav, you have a proof to. But I'll tell you, Hochaleb Sikalei, it could be in the Ratio. The first thing of the Gidla Marav, by Kodesh Kodoshim. That there we say the Kiddush, if you make a Zrika on a Kurdish Kadoshim with a Machshavas Pigul, that it does not take off. So yes, like Rashi says here, that the Sefer, that's Psikle. Sefer is the Kotshim Kalim, a Merlin boy. Oh, that's called Psikle Lemisa, the Bain with Nei Zrika, what he made before the Zrika, Bain Liyacha Zrika, a Merlin boy. Be Merlin. Hoyle is Rika Spigli, so by Kotshim Kalim, the Zrika is not Choshev, we can't put on the Yistamila. Bishamachi Chobov Leitzvei, Miaf Loga the Ratio, Mashaykh and the Ratio Leb Sikalei Milsom, Hoyle Lef Nei Zrika Moilomboy. In the Ratio is like this, the Ratio we're talking about now Kodesh Kodoshim. Kodesh Kodoshim, that's Pshita Lef Nei Zrika, there is a Yistamila. Leyacha Zrika Ein Moilomboy, Kodesh Kodoshim, Kodesh Kodoshim, Kodesh Kodoshim, Kodesh Kodoshim, Leilam Hashem and Rav Gidl. Rashtan Remesim, you know the reason why it's Rav Gidl. Just the reason why it didn't say the Deacon the Ratio, because the Ratio is not always the same way. Like the Ratio is, before Zerika, it's always Pshita, that there is an Isamila. The Shaila, Liyacha Zerika, it's not Psikla, it's not Pshita. Liyacha Zerika, sometimes the Isamila goes off the Bosa, and sometimes it does not. But Remesim, Rashtan, there could be a right to Rav Gidl, and Echanami. But here's the rights of Gidl, that the challenge of Gidl's Kiddush, that when you make a Zrika's Pigul, where you do the Zrika in the Kaddish Kedoshim, that usually a Zrika in the Kaddish Kedoshim takes off the Yistamila of the Basa, but here that the Zrika was done with the Machshavas Pigul, it does not take off the Psul, it does not take off the Yistamila from the Basa. And they were doing by Kachim Kalim that usually a Zrika makes it, but now it's Chal Nisimila on the Emurim, but here if the Zrika was done before with the Machshavas Pigol, it does not put the Yisimila on the Emurim. From this last verse here, we have a line clearly to have Gidl that says that by Kodesh Kodeshim, you always have a Nisimila. Mashmi, even Liachas Rika, still was a Nisimila. Then it says what? By Kachim Kalim, it says, even though you made a Zrika, still there's no Nisimila. So that's the right of Gidl both ways. Here, now the Gemara says, like it says in the Mishnah, ended off and said that Klal Omer of Yeshua, Yeshua said Klal Omer Mishnah like this, and said that Kol Shohoi So, Lo Shas Heter Lekanim, anytime it was already Chala Heter, for the Kanim Teet, the Buster of the Korbin, is a Moilim Boy. Like once the Kanim have had to teet from it, so many of them the Yisimila goes off the Buster, so even though later a psul comes upon the basar, still the yisimila does not come back. Like once the heter achil is chal, the yisimila goes off. But if the shloi hoyu lo shas heter lekanim, if the meat, the korban itself, like the chatis, the basar, did not have a heter yet, for the kanim teeth from it, and then something happened to it, semelim bo, then the yisimila still stays on the basar, and it does not go off, the shas is rikam. Now, he explained to the Mishnah, Ezehi Shehoyel HaShas Etlokanim, what was considered something that you had a Etlokanim, that means Shalona. Means to say that really you did all the Dalar Avodis, you did the Shechita B'Kashrus, the Kabbalah, the Holochom, the Hazrika, it was all done B'Kashrus. So it was Chal already a Hetta for the Kanim teach from the meat. And then later the meat itself was Shalona, means left overnight, it became a Psal Meser on it. Rest was Shin, it's a more, somebody touched the boss and made a tell that your mace touched it. Rest was Shiyot, so the boss goes outside the Azara, if it's Kodesh Kodeshim, so it's possible. So these, even though now a psul comes upon the bossa, there's also for the Karam teeth from it, but still the Yisimila does not come back again. Now, AZ, what's called the Keshla Hoyula Shas Hetla Kanim? What's called psul that happened before the Hetla was Chal for the Kanim? Either the case of the Mishnah, or else, like it says now, Shenishchot HaChuslas Mana, Chuslim Koma, or else that they made a Shechita with the wrong Machshavas, Machshavas Pigel, Teet, the Bosa, Chuslas Mana, or else with a Psul, Chuslim Koma, so it's a Chala Psul, and therefore it was never Chala Hetta for the current Teet from it, because there's a Psul Chal right now, Bisha Shechita, or else with Shekiblu Psulim, Kanim Vera Psulim, Mere Kabbalas Hadam, so that's a Psul Posla Kabbalah, Rezok was dumb, and also they made his rikas hadam. Now, partially, psulim means it's kanim with tamei. So, chur means either. Either that the psulim made the kabbalah, and even though kosher kanim made his rikas, still would not be good. Whereas the opposite way, if the kosher kanim made the kabbalah, just the apostle made his rikas also, it's not chala heter for the kanim teach from the basa, therefore the yisimila does not go off the basa by Kurdish kadoshim. So, that's what Yeshua said in the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara says, Omar le bar kaporo le bar pedos ben achoisi means like his nephew, the son of his sister. Ray, let's see matos shaleni le machad beis medrash, what you should ask me tomorrow in the beis medrash. So today's be said, it means to say kolemar le machad, tomorrow I'm going to give this in shir, so let's talk about it now, so I'll be able to levire hadavah to understand it clearly, and I'll know how to give a good shir like. So if we want to go over it first now. So it said like this, that heter shchita sheninu. So is that what the Mishnah says, that once it's chal like a heter, so then the yisimila goes off, what does the heter mean in the Mishnah? Does the heter mean a heter shchita sheninu? Means as long as you did the shchita the kashrus, so that's enough now to be kaveya, that the dim mila goes off, the Kodesh Kodesh goes off the basa? Or that you must not say now,